And your last name?
Jacobson.
Zena Jacobson? Have you met Joseph Smith?
Yes.
What'd you think of him?
He's confusing.
Why is he confusing?
He causes dissension in our family.
Do you believe what he says?
Very much.
How about other family members?
My mother does, my father doesn't.
Okay, we're moving ahead in time a little bit. Who all joins the church?
We all do.
So your father joined the church after all?
He did.
Is he a big believer now?
Not really.
Not really? Did he just decide to go along or something?
Yeah, I wanted to keep the family together.
Are you a strong believer?
Very much.
How many times have you met Joseph Smith?
100.
Many times, huh? Are you one of his plural wives?
Yes.
Are you in love with him?
Very much. And I hate him.
What?
And I hate him.
You love him and hate. What do you hate him?
I don't get to spend much time.
What do you think of plural marriage? What's your feelings of it in this lifetime? Is it right or wrong?
Ambivalent.
Okay, you're going to a time when you heard him give an interesting speech. What was he talking about?
Celestial kingdom.
What did he say about it?
That we can only reach it together. We can't do it alone.
Anything else?
He looked very nice.
He looked nice?
He did.
How was he dressed?
He had a brown waistcoat and nice trousers and a white shirt, and he would look at me.
Okay, we'll move into the time that he was killed. How were the people affected?
Crying. Wailing, crying, scared. Everyone's rushing around packing. I think there's going to be a war.
Who do you think was responsible?
Daniel.
Daniel? Who's Daniel?
I don't know him.
Why do you say Daniel is responsible?
My brother. I overheard my brother and father talking.
What'd they say?
They thought Daniel did it.
Was Daniel one of the planners?
No. He just did it.
He was the one that shot him?
Yeah.
Was Daniel a member of the church?
He was a convert.
He was a convert? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Did you say it was your brother?
No.
Oh.
My brother was talking about him.
Okay. Was there any evidence there was a conspiracy? Did you ever hear of a conspiracy?
Not at that time.
Okay. How long did you live in this life?
80-something years. 80.
Did you go to Utah?
Yes.
Did you marry somebody else after Joseph died?
Brigham.
What did you think of Brigham?
I admired him.
Did you like him?
Very much, at first.
Yeah, first? How about later?
He was arrogant. Okay. He was controlling. I left.
You what?
I left. I went to live in my own house.
Okay, I'm going to count to three and you're going to return to the present, but you're going to remember this life clearly. And something very important that you learned is going to come to you when you come back to the present. And also something important that you took into this life, or maybe something that else that was important. Anything important from this life is going to stay with you. Anything especially that affects you in this life. On the count of three, you will return to the present feeling rested and well. One, two, three. Well, you're going back a little better each time.
Yeah. It's harder to come back, too.
Is there anything you want to tell us?
I can see that I repeated some of the same mistakes in this life.
You mean like the plural marriage type thing when you were younger?
Trusting men when I shouldn't have. Wanting to trust people that I shouldn't have trusted that weren't trustworthy.
Who did you trust that wasn't trustworthy? You mean, did you feel like you shouldn't have trusted Joseph on the plural marriage?
That and Brigham Young. And my father, my brothers, just men in general in that lifetime.
Did you get any impression about this Daniel that was supposed to be in on the...
Never had heard of him before.
Why would your parents or brother have been talking about him, I wonder?
I got the feeling that he was acting in a way that was suspicious. That they were, you know, going over what his actions had been in the previous few days or something like that.
Yeah.
You think Daniel was family of...
No. It seemed like he was Swedish or Danish or some Norse, something. Like he was very fair-skinned, red-headed, something like that. Don't know.
So this man was assassinated?
Well, Joseph Smith was assassinated.
Was assassinated.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. It's like he was one of them that actually shot him.
Was this
never had heard in my history study of a Daniel doing anything.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, just like Daniel.
Where was he assassinated? I don't know any of the story. Where was he assassinated?
In a jail.
Yeah, he was put in jail and then a mob came and busted in and killed him and his brother.
What's his brother's name?
Hiram.
But there were a lot of people who were suspect. I mean, families would have been talking a lot. Well, Daniel could have been in on it, and we suspect that family could have been in on it, and that guy probably was in on it.
Yeah, everybody just figures they're just enemies of Mormons, but then there's others that think there was maybe some of his friends that were in on it, too.
You think Brigham Young was part of the conspiracy?
Well, that's a little bit of a mystery. He was out of town campaigning for him for... to be the president, but he was also a head of the police force in Nauvoo, which he could have arranged things behind the scene.
This came to me. I wonder if she heard the name Danite and thought it was Daniel.
That's interesting. Maybe the Danites were behind it.
Hey, JJ,
what is Danites? So let me ask you.
Yeah, the Danites were an organization.
Like a secret, like the Ku Klux Klan or something.
Yeah. She was the wife of...
She was a plural wife of Joseph Smith.
Plural. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Polygamist.
Yeah, you know what polygamy is?
Oh, polygamy.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Right.
And so when he died, she's handed off to Brigham Young because that's the way it works?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brigham Young was a collector, so to speak. Yeah.
They went to Hiram or to Brigham or...
When you say Danites, you know there's other 12 tribes, but why were they singled out?
Well, the Danites were, that was a name picked by the, when the Mormons were persecuted, they decided they had to fight back, so they organized a secret organization called Danites, and to fight back, and then they, it become, you know, you can kind of sympathize with them for organizing it, but it didn't go away, and it become a secret organization that also, took care of problem Mormons also, as well as the non-Mormons, you know, and so it became an evil organization.
Do you think it still continues today?
Not overtly. I think it kind of dissipated shortly after Brigham Young died. You know, I think, but I don't, I think there's probably things done in secret by the church, but I don't think there's an official Danite organization in existence.
Okay.